Chris and Kira on 2FM.
We're going to be doing the wrap-off. And now, this evening, I'm very nervous as well because, I mean, this wrap-off is a huge deal. Kira and I would both be big Eminem fans. I mean, Eminem literally, pretty ironically, defined rap music for most of the noughties as a white gentleman. One of the only truly massive, successful white people in the industry. And it's Eminem defining the whole genre. I mean, you can't really say a bad word about Eminem when it comes to his rap ability. And Kira and I took the, I would say, great challenge of an Eminem track for our wrap-off this evening. So how we're going to get on, I don't know, because this is difficult. I think, yeah, we can probably do it now. I think we should just plow right into it.
Get into it?
Yeah, baby. Okay. I think we just need to do this. I think we need to get into it. I think we need to throw off all our inhibitions. Exactly. JJ just got up and thrusted. Okay. You know, we're all excited.
Before we start this, I want to read a text message from Aiden who says, Fergie sounds so much like Kira in the verses of that track, Chris. Would have no chance if he ever did it in a wrap-off. Talking, of course, about Fergie's LA Love, is it?
Yeah, you know, that's true, actually. And you know, the thing is, believe it or not, we even thought of doing Fergie's LA Love. But funnily enough, it's very the raps are very quick in it. Like, there's a lot of singing in it and stuff. There's only about maybe 15 to 20 seconds of rap per verse. You don't really get any value. Do you know what I'm saying? You don't get any bang for your buck. So we probably won't do that. Aiden, good question and good point, because we did consider doing it. But Fergie's LA Love sounds like there's an awful lot of rap in it, but there isn't really any rap in it. It's actually a very clever move on Fergie's part to just kind of fire in a few rap bars.
No, I just like to be compared to Fergie, to tell you the truth. That's why I read the text message out.
Do you not think she's a bit rough?
No.
Okay. I don't know. I kind of do. Do you not think she's a bit rough, though?
No.
JJ asked, wasn't she a porn star? She wasn't, but she does look like she might have been. Do you know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Do you not think?
No.
Oh, I think she's very rough.
Stop.
Yeah. Like, if I was a bouncer, I don't know if I'd let her into a nightclub.
Okay, moving on. Let's just get down to the wrap off.
I don't know. Like, I checked to make sure she had no naggins in her bag or anything.
Oh,
like,
my God, Chris.
I'd have to do all of that. Kira, sorry, apologies. I don't mean that about you, though, Kira. I think you are much classier. I'm not using that as an analogy for you.
It's okay.
All right. Well, let's get to Eminem. And let's get to our wrap-off. Every Monday, Kira and I do this. It started as a joke, but it has really developed into, I would say, an amazing institution where Kira and I do a wrap every week. It is an institution in Irish music. In fact, Bob Geldof was on Sky News today. He even mentioned it. And he said that he's going to be releasing it as a Christmas single. So that's that to look forward to.
So never mind Band-Aid 30.
No.
He's so disappointed that he got all those famous people to sing Band-Aid after he heard this rap. He was like, why didn't we release this as the Band-Aid 30 track?
It could have just been me and Kira doing rap tracks. But anyway, look, how about we get into it? Kira, we both rapped a verse in Eminem's Real Slim Shady. Who would you like to go first?
Well, you have to go first because, Chris, you are brilliant doing Eminem.
Okay.
And you might as well just play yours because...
Okay. You know, Kira and I even did the fun at the start of, like, the little echo thing where he's talking over the Tannoy speaker and all that. So we had fun with this track, you know, and... I think I did well. Here, I think you did very well as well.
Really?
I've heard both versions, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Anyway.
No, look, I will be honest. Before I play either of these, neither of us did a flawless version of it. And I'm very breathy, in fairness, unfortunately. My breath control is not as good as it could be. But hey, nobody's perfect and all that. Anyway, here we go. This is my version.
Have your attention, please.
Y'all act like you never seen a white person before. Jaws all on the floor, like Pam and Tommy just burst in the door and started whooping her ass worse than before. The first were divorced, throwing her over furniture. It's the return of the you're kidding. He didn't just say what I think he did he? And Dr. Dre said, nothing, you idiots, Dr. Dre's dead, he's locked in my basement. Feminist women love Eminem, chicky, 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 Slim Shady, I'm sick of him. Look at him walking around, grabbing his you-know-what, flipping the you-know-who. Yeah, but he's so cute, though. Yeah, I probably got a couple of screws up in my head loose, but no worse than what's going on in your parents' bedrooms. Sometimes I want to get on TV and just let loose, but can't. But it's cool for Tom Green to hump a dead moose. My bum is on your lips, my bum is on your lips. And if I'm lucky, you might just give it a little kiss. And that's the message that we deliver to little kids, and expect them not to know what a woman's clitoris. literacy is. Of course, they're gonna know what intercourse is by the time they hit fourth grade. Got the Discovery Channel, don't they? We ain't nothing but mammals. Well, some of us cannibals who cut other people open like antelopes. But if we can hump dead animals and antelopes, then there's no reason that a man and another man can't elope. But if you feel like I feel, I got the antidote. Women, wear your pantyhose. Sing the chorus and it goes.
Flawless.
Yeah.
Flawless.
I think that was all right.
God damn it.
It wasn't by any means flawless. I had to take several breaths in the middle of words there, which I don't know how he does it, but look, that's why he's Eminem, I guess. It requires
Chris,
a lot. Yeah, exactly. And I'm me. Because it does require, I'm even out of breath thinking about it now. You know when you think about your breathing and then you're like, oh God, I'm breathing. Yeah, hold on. I need to take a big deep breath. But anyway, there you go. That's my version.
I don't really want to hear mine.
No, you know what? Your version is much better than you think it is. And I'm not saying that to be, you know, to lead you on and give you a false sense of security. Your version is a lot better than I think you imagine it is. So how about we hear Kira's version? We just heard mine. Kira also did all the ad-lib at the start and everything over the speaker. It was all very good fun.
Have your attention, please.
So here we go.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? Will the real Slim Shady please stand up? I repeat. Will the real Slim Shady please stand up? We're gonna have a problem here.
You all act like you never seen a white person before. Jaws all on the floor like Pam and Tommy. Just burst in the door and start whooping her ass. Worse than before, they were first divorced. Thrown her over furniture. This return the, oh wait, no way, you're kidding. He didn't just say what I think he did he? And Dr. Dre said, nothing, you idiots. Dr. Dre's dead, he's locked in my basement. Feminist women love Eminem. Chicka, 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 Slim Shady. I'm sick of him. Look at him walking around, grabbing his you-know-what, flipping the you-know-who. Yeah, but he's so cute, though. Yeah, I probably got a couple of screws up in my head loose, but no worse than what's going on in your parents' bedrooms. Sometimes I want to get on TV and just let loose, but can't. But it's cool for Tom Green to hump a dead moose. My bum is on your lips. My bum is on your lips. And if I'm lucky, you might give it a little kiss. And that's the message that we deliver to little kids and expect them not to know what a woman's clitoris is. Of course they're gonna know what intercourse is by the time they hit fourth grade. They got the Discovery Channel, don't they? We ain't nothing but mammals. Well, some of us cannibals. We got up with people like antelopes. But if we can hump dead animals and antelopes, there's no reason that a man and another man can elope. But if you feel it, I can feel I got the antidote. Women, move your pantyhose, sing the chorus, and it goes.
That wasn't bad either, in fairness,
Kira. Bad.
Like,
okay.
In fairness, both of us did a decent job on Eminem's Real Slim Shady tonight. So the real decision now lies with you.
I feel like my lungs just fell out.
I know, it's a lot of breath in that. 51552. Who do you think did better? Did I rap that better? You just heard both versions. Did I rap it better? Or did Kira rap it better? 51552. It is as simple as that. 51552.
We will also take your votes on Twitter tonight. My Twitter is at I am Kira King, and Chris's Twitter is at Hate Chris Green.
That's right. You can go on and you can vote us there. Oh, and also tag 2FM in that as well. So as in when you're given a vote to either at Hate Chris Green or at I am Kira King, don't forget to tag at RTE2FM in there as well. I tell you, look, so many of you are voting on this evening. This is honestly like the X Factor. I mean, I will be honest with you. I'm looking at the numbers here. Hold on. I have a printout from a fax machine. 8 million people have voted tonight for Kira and I's wrap-off. So,
oh,
I mean, that is a very big deal, in fairness.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just, this was a sign. You know, a homeless man came up to me and he said, Chris, you have to do this song and you have to do it brilliantly. And I started crying and I knew it was what I had to do with my life. And it looks like it's really paying off tonight, you know. It's going to be wonderful.
Okay.
And I know Kira has a similar sob story to make this really profound and exciting, just like the X Factor. Don't you, Kira?
Yeah, no, I do.
Absolutely. But look, hey, you know what? I want to get right into this because let's see. Okay, let's just get right. I'm going to start with, there's Twitter votes, there's text votes, there's people on the phone. There's let's do it differently this evening. I will see what Sarah in Newbridge has to say. Sarah, what do you think? We'll give the first word of the evening to you.
The first word in the evening.
Yeah, absolutely. This is very important, Sarah.
A 10 out of 10.
For who, though? For who,
Sarah?
Kira.
Oh. Kira! What?
I got to give it to the lady of the show. I'm sorry.
Well, look.
No, Sarah, I appreciate that. And to say the God's honest truth, I'm really shocked.
No, Chris, no, you did a great job, but Kira, very good, I have to say, brilliant. You made me smile the whole way back from work.
Hey, there you go. Aww. So, Sarah, you're saying that for you, the winner this evening was Kira. And look, that's fine. You gave your reasons, and I can't argue with them. And you were on your way home from work. Where do you work?
In Nice.
Very nice. Well, look, Sarah, thanks for your call.
I listen to the show all the time. You're great, guys.
Thanks. Oh, thank you. Very nice
of you. Home on these long evenings.
Hey, look, these long evenings. Who better to spend them with than me and Kira, right? I mean, who else would you want to spend them with? There you go. Look, Sarah, thank you for coming on.
Thanks a million, guys. Great show. Thanks again.
Thank you. Well, Kira, Sarah, giving it to you to start off with. I mean, while we're on the phones, I know there's a lot of people on the phones who do want to talk to us. We might as well get to Helen. Helen, who's also on the phone. Helen, who's in Black Rock. Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Helen,
good.
Helen, I hope now this isn't going to be another vote for Kira, is it?
I'm sorry to tell you, I would agree with Sarah.
Oh, for God's sake! What is going on here this evening?
Brilliant.
What is going on here?
She had this American twang to her. She really gave a socks. I thought she was amazing.
Oh, wow. I can't. Yeah. Helen, are you an American yourself?
Ooh, I'm Canadian.
Canadian, sorry. I thought it might have been Canadian because it sounded a little bit more Canadian-y. Well, look, I guess you'd know about the North
American. It sounded a little bit more Canadian-y.
It did, though.
I know the American twang.
See, that's what I was going to say. In a way, Helen, you'd kind of be an authority on North American continent twang, I guess. You know, I can't argue with you. Yeah, well, look, I can't.
Canadian-y.
Hey, look, Helen, thank you for coming on.
No worries, guys.
There we go. All right, I'm going to stay away from the phones for a while because it seems that everybody's voting for Kira on the phone.
That's bizarre.
I'm staying away from that. Someone says, oh my God, Chris Boy, you feckin' swagged that. Rap hod. I think he might have meant rap god, but or maybe he meant rap hod. Who knows? Well, anyway, that's one from me. Chris, yours was just too bland. Kira was a tiny bit better, but since Kira is a savage bird, she gets the win.
Okay, I'll take it.
I'm glad you're voting out with, you know, with good proper intentions there, Texter. Someone says, Chris, once again, your rap makes my pants drop. I am a guy, but your voice is so seductive. It excites me every time. That's from Jack and Louth. Well, there you go.
Okay.
Glenn in Athlone says, Chris, you win. Sorry, Kira. Very simple. Glenn, very much execution style, very to the point. John in Killarney says, guys, that wrap-off was brilliant, but my vote goes to Kira.
Wow.
Someone says, Chris was better tonight by far. Kira sounded a bit behind, to be honest. I don't think so. I think she think Kira sounded quite well. Well done, Chris. Nailed it, buddy. That's from Martin in Cork. Well, thank you, Martin. Brian in Limerick says, it's got to be Kira. Baz in Dundalk says, Chris wins the wrap-off tonight. You were flawless, dude. Kira sounds like she's from Boston.
Well, I do channel my Bostonian instincts in me when I tend to rap to Eminem, who's actually from Detroit, I think.
Yes, and I think Kira's go-to American accent is a Boston accent.
It is.
I mean, you can't fault
her
for that.
Let's call a spade
a spade. Dylan from Turles says, I just called the Gardaí and told them to start a murder investigation after you killed that song, but I vote Chris. Well, Dylan, there you go. Murder investigation now underway as to who killed that song. I believe it was Kira. Someone says, Chris won tonight. He was the new Men M.
I'm presuming that's Eminem.
I presume they mean Eminem, but they spelled it M-E-N-E-M. Menem. Well, Menem. That would be my rap name.
Aiden says, Kira, shout out for Fergie impersonating you on form, but tonight's battle goes to Chris. Kira seemed to get a stuck on a few words while Chris just flowed better. Good effort, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
so we'll see. Kira, that's from Jojo and Galway. A lot better than you, my man. Lol.
Fuck you, Jojo.
Chris said, Chris destroyed you, Kira, like Godzilla.
Well, there you go. Someone says, Kira by a mile. Chris, you were good, but Kira's was better. Sorry.
Wow.
Well, there you go.
We'll get some Twitter notifications.
I'm going to be honest, Kira. This is a landslide for you.
I mean, people
on the phone saying it was you, a lot of texts saying it was you.
That can't be right.
I'm not getting to any more phone calls. Well, I see a lot of them here, and it's all for. They're probably all for
okay,
Kira.
Okay, David on Twitter says, going with Kira tonight just for her internal struggle to say clitoris. Francis says, go Kira, you were definitely better than Chris tonight. Alan says, awesome wrap up, guys. My vote this week goes to Team Chris. Natalie said it was hard to pick, but I think I'm going to go vote for Chris this week.
Yeah.
Charlie on Twitter says, Chris takes it by a landslide. Sorry, Kira, you just made too many errors. Doug on Twitter says, as a former Detroiter, I wanted Kira to be brilliant, but sadly, no. Chris takes tonight's Eminem wrap-off.
Yeah, man. 8 Mile, what up?
Monique says, Chris won the wrap-off portion, but Kira's intro was pretty solid. Good job, guys. And Dwayne on Twitter says, nice try, Kira, but damn, Chris, that's some fine rapping, bro.
Can I just point out something as well? Damien, my man Damien, Damien Kelly is his name on Twitter. He's just after saying literally 43 seconds ago, never mind those women hate Chris Green, you won. Well, there you go. Thank you, Damien. Get right to the point. Right. I can't. This was Kira, you won.
Really?
I mean, what else do I say? I think you won.
I don't know, but someone's just after texting and say both of you are bollocks.
Well, there you go. We'll put that in the maybe pile. JJ says, sorry about that, guys. I guess JJ sitting out in the control room, it just got the better of it, but he had to say both of us were wild. I hope that isn't JJ. I'd be sad if that was JJ. Well, Kira, you won. amazing.
But that's bizarre. I don't know. Like, let's call a spade here. There's some weeks that I think that I do deserve to win. Yeah. But I just thought you were absolutely flawless.
Not being smart, Kira, so did I. But obviously, you know, what can you do? Obviously, somebody, other people don't think so.
Somebody says, play it again. I miss it. And don't direct me to your effing podcast. Actually, speaking of podcasts,
how would I find those podcasts?
JJ's going to put up that wrap off in just a bit. It should be available in about 10 or 15 minutes. If you go onto iTunes and you search for Chris and Kira on 2FM, or you can go onto our 2FM webpage as well.
Well, there you go. Also, someone says to you, Kira, that you just had too many errors. You know? Apparently, I took it by a landslide.
Chris, we read that one out already.
Sorry, there's so many. You see, people keep favoriting stuff in my timeline.
Are you trying to reiterate that? Like, no, we read that one out, Chris. I got it. Look, I made a load of errors, but I still won the wrap-off tonight. So, do you want to push this, Chris? Do you want to push it?
I can't believe Kira won the wrap-off tonight.
I can't believe it either.
Yeah, that's really just nonsense. See, this is what happens when you have a democracy. You have my wrap-off and you have Kira's wrap-off, and people listen and go, oh, well, Kira's was better. So, you know, what are we to do? What are we all to do? Congratulations, Kira.
Thank you.
Don't get me wrong, I'm very proud of myself. I thought I did a great job. But obviously, the public didn't think so tonight, Kira. And the public was more on your side. And clearly thinking, someone even...
Did you? You just retweeted that.
No,
did
I didn't.
You?
JJ did. He's the one in charge of the 2FM account.
Screw you, JJ. I won. That makes it look on social media that I didn't win. When in fact, I won.
JJ, can you tweet from the 2FM account, congratulations to me for winning the wrap-off? There we go.
Don't.
Thank you.
No. JJ, don't. Because yeah, it's not true.
It is.
That's false advertisement.
We'll be taken to the court over it. Also, I feel really bad. That second girl we spoke to on the phone, I think she was saying something and I hung up on her by accident.
Yeah, you did. After saying to her, yeah, you sound more Canadian-er. Chris,
well,
what are you thinking?
Well, she does. As in...
you were just digging a hole. You're like, shit, I'm after calling this Canadian woman American.
Yeah.
She says she's Canadian. And then Chris goes, yeah, you sounded more Canadian-er. That's not even
no,
a word,
No, I said Canadian-y.
Canadian.
Because she does, as in, an American is like, hi, I'm from America. And then a Canadian's like, hi, I'm... from Canada, and it's more high pitch and
Chris,
weird.
No.
And all right, I think I'm done here. Chris and Kira, 2FM.